Tom Cosgrove, the 31st of March. It's said that if March comes in like a lamb, it will go out like a lion. I've never liked that saying, but it has never been as true as in the year of the virus. From Leap Day to the last of March, Alaska has gone from COVID-19 being a distant outside problem to something that has radically changed our daily lives. The speed of change has been breathtaking. I find it way too stressful to follow the daily count of infections and deaths, never mind the images of overcrowded hospitals and body bags. I've been mostly consumed with how the virus has changed my life. And for me, it's the little things. For example, I think I'm like most Alaskan men, in that I almost never moisturize. But with all this hand washing and sanitizer, my hands are a mess. Red, raw, and cuticles that are split and painful. I've been plunging my fingertips deep into a jar of moisturizing cream just to feel the cool softness. I've even applied a little to my face. And I think the handshake is dead. It makes me sad. I love shaking hands. It was a non-threatening way to connect with people you didn't feel like hugging. And face touching has gone from acceptance in almost every culture to being shunned. I mean, Rodin's sculpture, The Thinker, has his fist touching his chin. The thing is, it's a universal form of nonverbal communication, like a hand on your forehead shows exasperation. Stroking a beard used to seem wise. Now it's just dangerous. But I've had facial hair for over 30 years, and it's not easy retraining my hand. It wants the soft comfort of my beard. In the future, though, face touching will be lumped with nose picking, something one does, just not in public. So as the madness of March gives way to the uncertainty of April, I'm trying to move beyond my personal grievances to concentrate on the tiny part of the world that I can change. I've been going through closets and giving away games, puzzles, and sports equipment, anything to help others entertain children or escape for a few hours. I leave them on our driveway for pickup, like a dead drop in a spy movie. I'm focusing my action on my circle of influence, which is a pretty small circle indeed. It's my family, my neighborhood, and my community.